Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. If we were to do an inventory of the great forces of the universe, a place of honor would surely go to music. Our guest, Hugh Masekela, is among the world's consummate musical professionals. His spellbinding trumpet and powerful voice carried the joys and sorrows of South Africa out into the world during the 30 years he was in exile. Mr. Masekela and his music were highly visible in the struggle against the brutality of apartheid. But he believes that South Africa's political and moral victories do not belong just to people whose names we all now know. Hugh Masekela is convinced it was the people of South Africa who won the day.
Their resilience and their humility, even in a battle for liberation, is so fantastic that they haven't been given half as much credit as Nelson Mandela has gotten. But if it wasn't for those people, I wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be any Nelson Mandela. And sometimes the world thinks that Nelson Mandela did it, or Hugh Masekela did it, or Harry Belafonte, or Miriam Makeba did it. 10 years of freedom is just so sweet that people are expecting other things to happen quickly. But I said, then give us a break. We're just enjoying this little moment of sweetness.
Hugh Masekela is a South African political activist and a consummate musical master. Audiences around the world have been riveted by his performances since the 1960s, when Grazing in the Grass was the number one hit worldwide. His 40 albums have sold more than 5 million copies, and he continues to mesmerize audiences in live performances. Mr. Masekela recalls his musical and political journey in his autobiography, Still Grazing. Hugh Masekela has long been very special to Bill Russell and to me, as we've admired his powerful music and immovable commitment to freedom. So it was with particular relish that we welcomed Hugh Masekela to our home in Atlanta, to our program, and into our lives. Hugh Masekela, as I enjoyed getting ready to talk to you, thinking about the world, thinking about music, thinking about your life and your family within all of that, I kept thinking how connected everything seems to be. One person to the next, one part of the African diaspora to the next, the things that lead to the things. And I ended up thinking, this is luck, the law of unintended consequences. Does the unfolding as you look back and look forward of your musical life feel like that kind of luck to you, the law of unintended consequences?
Yeah, I think I've been so much more fortunate than I ever thought I could, because really my intention, as you know, I got obsessed with music at a very, very infantile age, so to speak. But my biggest ambition when I came to the States finally was to have access to the best teachers so that I could at least have the same kind of technical dexterity, if I can call it that, my idols had, like Clifford Brown or Miles Davis or Dizzy Gillespie or even Louis Armstrong, you know, who's the father of it all. And then I had hoped that if I was lucky, I might get a spot with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And everything that else that happened was pure gravy. And it also, like, happened so fast that I think a lot of it I wasn't prepared for. And in many places I might have stumbled because I hadn't prepared for it.
Well, you were also very young when you came to this country. I mean, that to step off an airplane into the kind of environment that you stepped into at a very, very tender age would be confusing, I think, for anybody.
Yeah, well, that wasn't so much. I think what got me more than anything else was the unplanned success that I had. No, in other words, you see films, you read about other people's lives, but you think that this is not going to happen to you. And when it happens to you, if you're not prepared for it, and I think that there's been in my even in literature, there's been very few people in the arts that have been able to, like, handle success very well.
How does one prepare? I mean, if you're born into a royal family, then they groom you to be in the royal family. But
even then, they make mistakes.
No, really.
Actually, dumber, wouldn't it?
Because they didn't know better. The really great people, the people who achieve what I think of as fame, not celebrity, but fame, don't come from something big, typically. It's something they create themselves out of a much bigger context. But it's you can't really be prepared, can you?
No, I don't think so. I think that you're very fortunate to survive.
And you certainly are.
And then you learn through your mistake, through your mistakes. And if you have the chance, like I have had, to have, like, I think that I've become successful 3 or 4 or 5 times in my in my life. And it seems like right now I can just feel another current blowing again. But I'm prepared for it. And I think that when I had my first success, I was about 29 years old, and it just I wasn't expecting it, and it was a very whirlwind time of flower children, and also of protest and the Vietnam War and
drugs,
you know, and drugs and I was a flower child, so I got caught in that whole situation. And most of the people that were my contemporaries and colleagues during that time are dead. They didn't survive it, you know. And I think one of the things that I was fortunate about is that I came from a background of athleticism, which helped me very much. And I came from a family of community workers. So I heard certain values, that and I think the eye on the prize, which was music, sort of helped me to survive it. And after that, I always said to people that I think that my career will really start if I ever got the chance to go to South Africa. So that was a dream that I thought would never happen. When that happened, in 1990, when I went back to South Africa, I said to myself, well, now I can begin my career. Well, I was 51 years old then. But I think that if success comes to you at a mature age, you're better off than if success comes to you when you're a child. Because if you look at all the ex-child stars, they really struggle with their lives.
This is Hugh Masekela, who has had a chance to be successful over and over and over again. It is our pleasure to have him on The Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I invite you to be with us when we return.